I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleighs are right. Right for taste and right for throat. Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our tiny singer Anita Ellis, Pat McGee, and David Forrester in his orchestra, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton!
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Rod.
Ah, it's good to see you, Red.
And it's good to be able to see you, too, Rod.
How are you, Red?
I'm fine, Rod. How are you, Rod?
Fine and you, Red.
I'm fine, Rod. Wonder what the other morons are doing tonight.
Well, Red, how was your trip to Philadelphia?
Oh, it was wonderful. There and back. You know, airplanes is the only way to travel nowadays.
Well, you talk as if you were air-minded.
I am not air-minded. I can prove my head is vacuum-packed.
Well, was it an interesting trip?
Yes, it was. Once during the trip, a lot of ice and snow formed on the wings, and I asked the pilot what he was going to do about it, see?
Well, what happened?
Well, the pilot was from California. It was the first snow he'd ever seen, so he climbed out on the wings and made a snowman.
Well, what altitude were you flying at?
I don't know, but on a clear day, you could see Buck Rogers.
Well, they really give you good service on those airlines.
Yeah, but there's one thing I don't like about airplanes. They strap you in your seat. That makes me nervous, you know.
Well, why should it make you nervous when they strap you in a seat?
That's the way Grandfather went. They strapped him in a chair.
Well, they tell me the flight from here to Philadelphia is really beautiful.
Yeah, what scenery? If you really want to see something beautiful, fly over Grand Canyon. Boy, that Grand Canyon, there was really an engineering job, wasn't it?
Red, that wasn't an engineering job.
It wasn't?
No, Mother Nature did that a million years ago.
Gee, women worked like slaves in those days, too, didn't they?
Well, Red, for your information, the canyon's been there for a million years.
No kidding.
All that dirt was washed away ages ago by a little trickle of water.
Oh, that's wonderful. Shows you what a little drip can do if he just stays with it, doesn't it?
You went to Philadelphia to be master of ceremonies of the Poor Richard Award dinner in honor of Ted Gamble, didn't you, Red?
Yeah, that's right. What a reception they gave me. Mayor Samuel of Philadelphia met the plane, and is he tiny?
Really little fella, huh?
Oh, a little. Mayor LaGuardia calls him Shorty. He pulled his... Thank you very much. Thank you, both of you. The mayor pulled his socks up one day and was blindfolded for 2 hours.
Well, did the audience like you in Philadelphia?
Yes, after my show, Roger Clipp, president of the Poor Richard Club, wanted me to run for office.
What office?
The Santa Fe ticket office. I'm proud of that. That's my joke.
Well, I hear the chief of police gave you a fine traffic horse.
Yeah, can you imagine me with a horse?
Well, if you don't want it, give it to me.
Well, with a meat shortage on, don't be silly. I'll stew it myself.
Well, it sounds like you really had fun.
Yeah, I did. While I was there, I went over to Valley Forge, and I saw the bed that Washington slept in.
Really?
Six families are living in it. Hey, I found out that George Washington had the first pair of false teeth that was ever made. Old wooden choppers, they were.
Really?
Yeah, you see, he used to be Martha's peanut brittle tester.
Well, pardon me, Red. I hate to change the subject, but I have a message from the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
Well, look, Rod, we're running a little short of time tonight, so I don't think we'll have time for that, so we'll skip it.
My boy, my dear boy.
Look, Mr. Raleigh's probably getting sick and tired of all that publicity. Raleigh cigarettes. He knows everybody's smoking them. Just tear the stuff up. Go ahead. Throw it in the wastepaper.
Okay, Red, if you insist, I'll tear it up.
Tear it up. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to the psychopathic scene from Lost Weekend. Go ahead, Rod. Tell them the big news. Go ahead.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. For medical science now offers you proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke. Next time, ask for Raleigh's.
And no other program gives you lovely Anita Ellis singing, "I'm Always Chasing Rainbows."
Just like all my dreams, ending in the sun. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in there. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little
Hall of Fame program this week. I thought I'd get that in there. Thank you very much. And tonight we open the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled People Celebrating. Our characters are fictional. Any similarity to persons living is a physical impossibility. This is the story of Clem Cadiddlehopper, the boy from the country, who loves nature in spite of what she did to him. He's on his way to his girl, Sarah Dew, to help celebrate her 21st birthday.
Well, here I am. Happy birthday to you.
I could make it, but my eyes would pop out. Well, let's see if I got all my birthday greetings written down. Yep, hey, here they are, here they are. Now, if I could only read, that would be better. But after all, I'm only 25. No use straining myself, you know. Well, it's your Sarah Dew's house. I wonder who that car belongs to. No dents in the fenders. Not a scratch on it anywhere. Can't belong to a woman. I'll just sneak around and do a little snooping before I go in. You know, I better not. I'm getting that keyhole squat from straining. Here's a window open. I'll just peek in here. What do you know? They washed it.
Well, how old are you, Clem?
Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too. Here, I brought you a birthday present. It's some perfumey.
Well, what is it? Chanel number 5?
No, it's Rabbit Hutch number 3.
Clem, can I open it?
Oh, by all means. By all means.
What's that?
I made it myself. Let me smell it, will you? I guess I put too much kerosene in it. Kills the smell of the cabbage, doesn't it? Say, are you all alone here?
No, gentleman Fred is here. Come on in and meet him, please.
Well, I'd love to. Any friend of yours is an enemy of mine.
Gene Dowds, and this is Clem.
I'm glad to see you.
You ever seen me before?
No, can't say that I have.
Well, how do you know it's me? Have you known Sherry Dulong?
Long enough.
I think so, too. When you leaving?
Now, what's on your mind?
On my what?
Your mind.
Must be a stranger in town. Look, I want you to know, nobody's stealing my girl, Bud.
Oh, now, boy, put on your coat. She shouldn't be fighting over me, because I ain't worth it.
I know that, but it's the principle of the thing. You're my girl. Nobody's going to steal my girl.
Oh, that was sweet, and I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Why? What do you got against me?
Mary Dou, I think Clem and I should figure out something in the way of a celebration, seeing as how it's your birthday.
Well, what can we do for excitement that's different?
Well, let's go down to the butcher shop and tickle pig's feet.
There's a dance at the Elks Club. We could go there.
Really?
Clem, are you an elk?
Are you looking for trouble?
Now, Clem, he just means, are you a member of the elk?
Well, I heard him. What are you doing, siding in with him now? How could I be an elk with a moose face like mine?
Clem, you're just like my pa said. You're a moron, stupid, half-witted, and ill-mannered.
Okay, but you tell him if he ever lies about me, there's going to be trouble.
Hey, let's go to a high-class nightclub and celebrate.
Oh, no, because in them ritzy places, we'd have to dress.
Well, I should hope so. It's cold out tonight, Clem.
Hey, I've got it. Let's go down to my sawmill and get some steam up in the boilers and blow the whistle. One for each year.
Well, that would be charming. What a delightful idea. Take a lot of steam, though, wouldn't it?
Why, Clem, I've only seen 21 summers.
Only 21 summers, huh? How about that winter you helped Paul Revere saddle his horse?
Well, let's all go to my sawmill. My car's stacked up outside.
Okay.
You know, I've always wanted to visit a sawmill. Look at all them big logs.
Yes.
Hey, what kind of wood is that? Bird's eye maple?
No, that's cockeyed walnut.
No, it's bird's eye. Does it smell fresh?
Smell fresh? It is fresh. One of them bird's eyes just winked at me. Well, stand back, everybody. I'm going to throw some logs on the fire and get up some steam so we can blow that whistle.
But we'll protect your face, Clem, from that heat, or you'll singe all the hair off in your face.
Yeah, I better fold my ears over my eyes, hadn't you? Well, hey, here goes a few logs. What do you know? Didn't get a one of them in.
You're just as helpless as a new bride without a can opener.
Well, no, I think I can do it, if you don't mind.
Say, Clem, better not put too much in. That steam is up to 150 pounds now, and the boil will only take 160.
Exciting, ain't it? Makes a nice little plot, don't it? Of course, some of you folks out there have already got it finished already. In case you have, don't tell anybody sitting next to you, eh? I got a feeling some of you ain't paying attention. And you better pay attention, because after the show, I'm going to pull some of the sponsor's tricks. I'm going to ask questions. Now, I know all about boilers. I'll just throw in some more logs on the fire here. There. Now we'll just open the safety valve. It's stuck. Now what?
Look at that gauge. It's 159 pounds.
Yep, one more pound. We can tell everybody we went out together.
Run, there it goes. Sarah, are you all right?
Yes, but Clem is still in there. Here he comes now.
I don't see him.
Yeah, but untie my shoestring so I can get my head out, will you?
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Babe Ruth, immortal of American baseball, says, quote,
Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat. I've studied the test myself, and I know it's true. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is actually safer to smoke.
You're right, Babe Ruth. Raleighs are right. Exhaustive scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands, certified by 14 distinguished doctors, including eminent throat specialists, have just proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is actually safer to smoke. See if you don't agree, Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Try Raleighs. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco, that milder, smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is safer to smoke because no other gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now on page 102 of our scrapbook, we find a picture of David Forrester and his orchestra in a South American atmosphere as they play Tico Tico.
Thank you.
Chapter 67 of Celebrations is entitled Never Again. Everyone wants to rest after they've celebrated a little, but it's a little difficult in the house where the mean widow kid lives.
Junior, where are you?
There I am, kiddo.
Are you ready for dinner?
Yes, I am. Hey, Nemo, for once, can I have my dessert first and the soup last?
What's wrong with the regular way?
Well, by the time something good comes along, I get all filled up, you know.
Junior, I thought you said you were ready for dinner.
Yes.
Did you wash?
Now, that's a silly question to ask me, Grandma.
Did you wash your ears?
Well, you see it this way, Grandma. Ever since I learned how to wiggle my ears, I can't wash them. They get away from me every time, you know. Hey, is Grandpa home yet?
Not yet. No. And I hope he gets home early.
Well, don't worry. Some of the boys will help him, man. Boy, he sure was a pip last night, wasn't he, huh?
Yes, Junior. And did you know what was wrong with Gramps?
Yes, I did. You said the old boy was sick. And the old boy said he was sick. So unless you both want to admit the old boy was blotto, I guess the old boy was sick.
Junior, just because your grandfather is out late at a celebration doesn't mean he does those kind of things.
What did he celebrate last night?
He was voted as high llama at the lodge.
Yeah? What's he celebrating now?
He is being crowned.
If he comes home high llama tonight, he's going to get crowned again. Well, you know, I think an occasion like that sounds for a celebration for us, too. Let's go to the movie.
No, not today. Not today, Junior.
You know, there's a girl in the movie look just like you. I'll go get my coat.
Really?
Yeah, look just like you. See, that she's so young and so glamorous. She'll put me coat.
Really, Junior?
Yes, indeed. She look just like you. Just oh, so beautiful, so Rita Hayworth-like. She look just like you. I got my coat.
Oh, well, then. Well, then, you can stay home and look at me.
Yes. Boy, I thought I had her that time. Please take me to show. I've already got me coat. What's this? Oh, boy, this should be good. Look what's coming up the house here. Look. Hiya, Grandpa.
Oh, please, Junior, speak softly. Oh, never again.
Boy, he looked like he found that lost weekend, don't he?
Oh, that poor man. I better go fix his bed.
I already did. When he laid down, the springs were snapped and threw him against the ceiling.
You wouldn't do a thing like that, Junior. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's right. Listen. It worked. Did you hear him hit that wall? Did you?
Miranda! Dad, press that Junior in his experiment. Junior, yes? You rigged up this bed spring, didn't you?
Huh?
Aren't you ashamed?
No.
Why do you do naughty things like that?
I guess it was something that happened to me in my childhood.
What happened in your childhood?
I was born.
Junior, let's be quiet now and let your grandfather sleep a while.
No,
oh, come on, Pat. Put that shillelagh down and get in the other bed.
Yeah, put the club down. Hey, Grandpa, I am sorry.
You should be!
He yelled at me!
My God, I haven't done anything!
I love you so much, and he yelled at me!
It wasn't that
bad. What? He yelled at me!
Did he hurt your feelings?
He hurt my feelings!
Oh, bless his little heart!
Yes, bless his little heart!
Junior! I'm sorry, Junior. Here. Now, don't cry, and Gramps will give you a dime. Here.
No, I know you don't. None of them red ones. I found out them's pennies.
Oh, yes? And pray, who told you that?
Well, pray, I found out for myself. The man down the candy store, I bought 10 jawbreakers, and he tried to take 9 of them back. Goodness, I was never so embarrassed in all my life.
Junior, I hope you gave the 9 jawbrokers back.
Jawbrokers? Junior, Grandma, what's a jaw broker, huh? I offered to give him back, but he wouldn't take him out of me widow mouth.
Verna, can't you take him out of here?
Junior, you better leave, and please behave. You're making me nervous, too.
I am?
Yes, look at my hands. Yeah. They're shaking. Yeah. Look at them.
I see them. I see.
Look close.
Oh, no. One step, and I walk into the beating of me life, boy. Something tells me, kiddo.
Oh, dear. You know, Pat, if I could get someone to look after the house, I'd have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, why don't you say broke down? I tell you what, you go to sleep. You go to sleep now. Go on, go on. And I will sing to you.
No, don't sing.
Bye, baby, and a sweetheart.
Junior, please stop that awful singing.
Oh, well, I can't help it if you don't let me improve my musical education. Every time I go near the piano, you take me hatchet away from me.
I think we should both get out and let Grab sleep.
Yes, I think so.
You want anything now, Dad?
No, just a little peace and quiet. It's stuffy in here. Better crack the window
open. Yeah, let me do it. Let me do it.
No! Yeah. He didn't mean that way.
Now she tells you.
Now we'll have to get a new pane of glass.
You better look for a new alarm clock, too.
Please, Verna, take him out of here.
Come on, Junior.
My ear. Let go of my ear. You're pulling my ear. You're stretching my ear.
I didn't stretch your ear.
No, well, how come I look like half kid and half rabbit? Come on, let go of my ear. Thank you.
Now we must be quiet.
Yes.
Now you run and play and I'll set the table. No. And please be quiet.
Okay, poor old Gramps. He's dead tired, he is. I's going to be quiet. Uh-oh, look at that faucet leaking there. Now he can't sleep with that dripping sound. I'm going to fix it.
Junior, are you banging on the pipe with an iron bar?
No, Grandma, I'm using me head.
Well, stop it. Do you want to stir up all the rust?
Yes. Sure does love me, don't they, huh? Oh, but now how am I going to get down these steps without making a lot of noise? I could slide down the banister, but Grandma said not to. But she might not care in an emergency like this. And then again, she might. And then again, I really don't know why I was worrying myself thinking about it. I'm going to do this anyway.
What happened?
You know that vase you was always afraid I might break?
Yes.
Your worries is over.
Junior.
Hmm?
Come here.
Dad?
I've got something for you.
I don't wanna. I see what it is and I don't wanna. Imagine a size 10 slipper for a widow kid like me.
Remember, we'll all be with you on every Tuesday night at the same time. Red Skelton, Dave Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, our guest, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And remember, give the servicemen a ride.
Attention, veterans. When writing the Veterans Administration, be sure to give complete information. Full name, not just initials. Full address. Service serial number, date of birth, and service record. This will ensure speedier service for you. And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and the People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh. That's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. And Sir Walter Raleigh burns cool and even, right down to the bottom of the bowl. Leaves a clean, dry ash in your pipe. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.